Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. I am so lucky to have a podcast partner like Bob. Not only can we talk about anything and everything, I know I can go to him for advice whenever I need it. What's especially important about the way that Bob approaches advice is that if he doesn't know something, he doesn't pretend to know it. He'll connect me with someone who can help. And sometimes that's the best advice you can give. Enjoy.
Oh, I have a question, nonprofit question. So we were having this discussion at the community paper. There was, this comes up quite often, somebody's doing a GoFundMe.
Oh yeah.
And there is some reticence maybe to, as a media outlet to promote it, because you don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, so I guess the questions that I have, one is, if it's helping the community and we can confirm that it's helping the community, is there, would it be good for us to platform or help promote that, whatever it is, whoever somebody needs help?
Would you be considering doing that also for nonprofit organizations and the community?
Yeah. I mean,
funding?
We already do that. So even if an organization is kind of outside of our coverage area, we try to, like, let's say they're doing a fundraiser outside of it, but we still go through, I'll be honest with you, like, I still want to vet them to a certain extent.
I think you have to. I think that's part of your responsibility.
And that's a personal thing too. Like, I just don't know if this is something that I agree with. I don't know if it's something that's valid.
Yeah.
I don't want to, there's an example I'm thinking of that just came up this week, but I don't really want to talk about it here. But the other part of it is, so like, you know, we're the community paper, so it is about like those smaller level stories rather than, you know, the Orlando Sentinel just had a big story about some sort of toxicity in the water up in Seminole County. And like, not a story I have the resources to cover.
Yeah.
That's not a story that I really want to cover.
Well, I think you differentiate yourselves that way too. And here's the thing, we don't need two media outlets reporting on the same thing within our community. I think that's, you know, I like that that's your angle. And I believe, to tell you the truth, that's part of where the recognition for the paper and Debbie came from, was that it really is this special little something that goes to different places. And so, yeah, I feel like it's a tough call, because there, I would just say proceed with caution, because your credibility is everything in this business. And you make one mistake, and that's what everybody will point to the next time you go to make a recommendation.
Oh, yeah, especially for something like this.
Yeah, so I'd say vet the heck out of it, but also choose up front how you're going to support these things, and be consistent across the board as to just stay unbiased. You know, it's perfectly okay to call attention to something when it's present and you notice it, and you don't call attention to everything because of that. But I feel like you maintaining your objectivity and your fairness, that's the most important thing. And
from a journalistic standpoint, this is kind of what occurred to me, and I'd be curious who you thought would be like a subject matter expert on this, is how to do this yourself. So instead of us being the gatekeeper, us being the community paper, here is what to look for.
I love this.
So, but who am I talking to about that? That's where I'm stuck right now.
You have to talk to a few people.
So is it someone in the nonprofit world? Yeah. Is it someone at a, you know, I'm always thinking like some sort of professor somewhere might have some expertise, but a professor in what?
I would be, you know, something I would consider talking to a couple of people like David Odohowski, okay, who runs the Edith Bush Foundation, just because when it comes to issues of philanthropy and issues of raising funds and stuff, he's just one of the smartest people I know. So I feel like he'd give me some good starting points. I would talk to Mark Brewer from the Central Florida Community Foundation, because he's, again, another one of those super smart people who would understand the dynamics and be able to caution you in the right ways. That's where I would start, just because those are two people whose knowledge of the nonprofit world outweighs mine by quite a measure. And I say that with all humility, because I actually know quite a bit about the nonprofit community here in Central Florida. It's just they have a technical understanding of this, and I think they're both very incisive thinkers.
Right.
Odahowski, they both are, I should say. Yeah, but yeah, they're both super smart, and I always said that if you can get money from David Odahowski, you could probably get money from anybody, maybe everybody, because he is one of the toughest people to prove that you're going to do good things with his money, which is why he's like nationally recognized as a foundation leader, you know, because he takes the time and he cares a lot about it. People talk trash about this human being who is protecting the assets of his foundation the way that he should, and has done a lot of good in this community with the judgments.
A lot of good,
made.
Yeah, Bush, yeah.
Have you ever spent time with David Odahowski?
I think I know him from afar because Edith Bush Foundation over at Rollins College.
Oh, right,
so I had
course.
A lot of interactions with them.
Yeah, and they're great people. I mean, yeah. I love the stuff they're doing, teaching, and
absolutely.
Min Kim is over there.
She's great.
And, I had breakfast with her at Kiki's, and I just love her because she's got such beautiful energy, and she's like a real believer. She really feels like she can change the world, and I think she's got them. I think she is doing it. So I did talk for her shortly after she arrived. I should do some more stuff with her because I dig her. She's fun, and she's smart, and she's a helper.
Nice.
We have quite a few super smart people helping to lead and guide the nonprofit community in Central Florida. I've had the honor and joy of working with many of them. I hope Nick reaches out to some of the ones I mentioned today. I really love his idea about teaching people how to choose a cause that's genuinely worthy of their support. My theory is that this kind of education will lead to greater overall support for the nonprofit community and a super boost for the organizations that are doing it right. Win-win, my friend. It's an idea that we can all get behind. That does it for this episode of The Dose. We'll catch you tomorrow.